It is listener episode month here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And in that spirit, as we continue our second week, we want to welcome to the podcast and via Zoom, of course, is Jefe Tanejo from Houston, one of our most dedicated Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll listeners. I guess you always say listeners, followers. I guess they call it in Pod World, right, Marcus?
Yeah, it's somebody who's always interacting with us on our Facebook pages, and we appreciate it because we love to talk about music. It's one of the subjects we talk about the most by far. So the fact that you would like to continue talking about music all the time is much appreciated. So we appreciate it.
And now you're participating in person, man. So hey. Jefe Tanejo, welcome to the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and enjoy your work. You guys do a great job of research and seem like a couple of great guys. Got that rock and roll spirit. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity to visit with you today.
And the idea for this episode during Listener Episode Month came from you. Tell us about your idea for this episode of Five Favorites.
Well, after you had done your Christmas episode and talking about songs keeping the spirit alive through the year, I was thinking about pick-me-up songs and being tired of the carnage on the news related to mental health and addiction, overdoses. I want to talk about building a better world, and a lot of that for me starts with music and the songs that pick me up and get me moving.
And that's why we're doing this episode with Jefe. It's all about the songs that pick us up when we're down and get us moving forward, even when we don't want it, right?
Absolutely. You know, everybody gets the blues at some point, gets you feeling broke, alone, and down and out. And so just about any blues album will let you know that you're not alone.
Oh, you've been looking at my list. All right. Marcus, it's going to go round robin style, right? So why don't you start with your number five pick-me-up song?
My number five pick-me-up song, I'm going over to the other side of the pond. A band not well-known in the rock circuit, but more college radio alternative scene. They had a bunch of sort of techno, dancey, poppy British alternative albums in the 80s. And then Johnny Marr joined the band in the early 90s, and they created an album called Dusk. And it's the band called The, and the song is Dogs of Lust. And if I'm ever feeling down, that song is a sure pick me up. I really like Matt Johnson's voice. Johnny's guitar is incredible. This album is about unrequited love and lust. And you really, even though you experience a little heartbreak in the album, there's hope and there's light. And songs like Dogs of Lust make you feel really good. So that's my number five.
And our guest host this week, Jefe Tanejo, your number five. Pick me up.
All right. Well, going through the list, I had to be true to myself and think of songs that fire me up from head to toe and, you know, really touch me deep down inside. And one of those songs is Good Things by the Interrupters.
It's always darkest before the dawn. Well, it's clearing up, yeah, the storm's coming. We got the pieces time to reveal. Clean up the broken glass that's spilled. Yeah, yeah, you're no disaster. It's a new chapter. Yeah.
spent my time in Southern California and L.A., Orange County punk scene. And this is a song that reminds me that the rain and sun shines, falls on the good and bad alike. This is about having a season, time and place for all things. And if you hang loose and pick yourself up, go out and seize the day, good things will come your way.
Excellent. Good choice.
My number five is really going to seem fluffy compared to you two guys. It's just one of those songs that when it comes on the radio, it lifts your mood no matter how shitty you were feeling before. And I'm talking about Build Me Up Buttercup.
What?
My number five. All right, we're going to reverse snake back around, and I'm going to put the pedal down on my number four. In this episode of Pick Me Up Songs, five favorites, it's Deep Purple's Highway Star. Flat out, pedal down, you're going hard, you're going long, and it can lift you up even when you're feeling like crap. Deep Purple, my number four. F.A., round to you.
All right. Number four, Social Distortion. I told you guys there'd be at least one. Reach for the sky, because tomorrow may never come. And that's about seizing the day. Past or in depression. If you're living in the future, you're going to get anxiety. So reach
for very the sky. Zen of you, Hefe. Very zen.
Marcus, what you got?
What do I have for number four? Going all the way back to my childhood, and it is the first non-classical song I ever learned how to play on the piano. When I saw him perform it live a couple years ago, when he did Songs in the Key of Life live in Philadelphia, tears just flowed down my face the entire time. And I'm talking about Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke. That song always makes me smile.
It's instant energy, Marcus, no matter what mood you're in, that's for sure. It's the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, listener episode month here in July, and today we're doing an episode suggested by one of our listeners, Hefe Taneo, who is with us, and it's all about your five favorite pick-me-up songs, those songs that just get you into gear. And we'll come around to you, Hefe, for your number three.
The Ramones, I Don't Want to Grow Up.
I'm gonna put a little hole in my TV set. I don't want to grow up. Open up the medicine chest. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to have to shout it out. I don't want my head to fall out. I don't want to be filled with doubt. I don't want to be a good boy scout. I don't want to have to learn to count. I don't want the biggest amount.
People ask, what do you want to do when you grow up? Well, I don't ever want to grow up. I want to go through life with childlike amazement, wonder, and curiosity.
And there's a lot to be said for that, man. All three of us, I mean, we're in radio for crying out loud. We spent a lot of our time not wanting to grow up. And loving the Ramones, right, Marcus?
Absolutely. Love the Ramones. Don't ever want to grow up.
Well,
nope.
Nope.
So what's your number three there, Peter Pan?
Peter Pan's number three. Going back to the old cartoon, heavy metal. A song on there by Sammy Hagar of the same name. Heavy.
For all the headbangers in leather.
50,000 watts of power. Ow! I'm talking about heavy metals. Sammy Hagar, and what a great song. You just cannot not feel good when you hear that, because it is a booty shaker big time. You just move to that one.
Slide out of the way, Samuel. I've got your booty shaking number three. I'm coming down to Texas with Hefe and the one and only SRV caught in that crossfire. That'll change your whole day right there. Stevie Ray Vaughan, my number three.
That was one of the first bass lines I learned to play staccato.
Do you play in a band?
No, one man shop here.
Oh, okay.
But keys, guitar, bass. But that's a fun one to play.
Oh, very nice.
It's always fun to play here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. So much fun in our first half. So much music. Different stuff, too. And we have to thank our friends at Crooked Eye Brewery in the heart of Hatboro, pouring the cure for what ails you since 2014. Summertime and a great pint go together like water, yeast, and hops. And what a better place to go to get the pint that you want than Crooked Eye Brewery right there at York and Montgomery in the heart of Hatboro.
With Pennsylvania's restrictions easing, there is live music and some other great events going on at Crooked Eye. So not only do you get that pint, but you get to have a good time with your friends as well.
They are fully open, and I went in to see the Crooked Eye Band, the full Crooked Eye Band, back together for the first time in over a year. And what a great time when they're in on second Saturdays. And you can get great music at Killer Crooked Eye near you at Jamie's House of Music in Lansdowne now. Stop on by, see live music, and have a pint of your favorites from Crooked Eye at Jamie's House of Music.
Right in the heart of Delco.
And there's something else happening at the brewery, Marcus. They are now serving spirits. Pennsylvania Craft Spirits, now available along with your finest brews and all the other goodies they have at Crooked Eye and Hatboro. I just think it helps everybody to have what they want, and that's part of having a good time when you go in both at the Hatboro Brewery location and at Jamie's House of Music. So wine and cocktails there as well. It's all part of the fun at Crooked Eye. Check them out at CrookedEyeBrewery.com. The best way to keep up with what's going on at both locations is on Facebook, though.
They do a great job keeping us informed of what's happening at Crooked Eye or Jamie's House of Music on Facebook.
Pouring the cure for what ails you since 2014. Check them out. Crooked Eye Brewery in the heart of Hatboro.
And in the heart of Delco.
It is the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. I'm Ray Coop.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
Hefe Taneo coming at you from Studio
LJ. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have a guest today, Hefe, our guest here, on an episode he suggested. It's all about your five favorite pick-me-up songs this time around. A great episode of Five Favorites. Great suggestion, by the way, because we all have days where we feel like crap. We don't want to do anything. We don't want to move and do what we need to do. And I've spoken this gospel for a long time. I think you and I go to the same church. I think I saw you in the same pew there, Hefe, where music will, can, and does lift you up and put you into gear on the worst day. And it could really help change your mood when you're feeling blue or lonely or whatever you're feeling that's got you down. There's always a song to pick you up. And I know that your number two has got to be a good one there, Hefe. What you got?
Rock Zombie by a Houston band, The Hates. I've got a degenerative neurological disorder. It's incurable. The song's about electricity running down your spine, throwing off the chains, and going forward, walking, talking, fighting, rock zombie. So that one just fires me up. It's a great breakout on the lead guitar and a fun song to sing along to and slam.
Well, I just want to say something based on what you were just telling us. Just remember one thing that we learned from Rudy Sarzo, and that is whatever stuff we do on this podcast lasts forever. Something to consider there, man, when you make that your number three. And shouting out to your local boys in H-Town, always a smooth move.
Thank you.
Marcus, your number two?
My number two comes from one of my absolute all-time favorite albums of the 90s and definitely one of my all-time favorite albums. The album is Pure Raw Power. It is Soundgarden's Room a Thousand Years Wide from Bad Motor Finger. That song just feels like if you're ever in a deep, dark place, you open the door, there's a place for you somewhere, and you will find the way. You will find the door. You will find whatever light you need. It is there. And even though Soundgarden tends to be really a dark band in a lot of ways, I also think that they firmly believed in the light at the end of the tunnel and that there was an inherent optimism underneath that Seattle darkness that we have spoken about in a previous episode.
I look to my right. You see, Heffy, I'm looking to my right. That reminds me that all the songs on Soundgarden, Bad Motor Finger, Touch Me Deep Down Inside. That's where my gold record hangs. Right over there, my right, your left. And so
jealous.
That song, what?
So jealous that you have one hanging. I would love to. I was not even anywhere near radio at that time. Oh, great.
But those songs all touched me in a way. And that one, Room a Thousand Years Wide, deep down. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great choice for your number two. For my number two, which changed because I've been vacillating between songs, I've always loved this song. I've always loved this band. But when I saw Beastie Boys Sabotage, employed by the guys, I guess J.J. Abrams made the last couple Star Trek movies, that scene when they attack the devastating aliens who are about to destroy everything. And they use a Beastie Boys song as the ammo. They load Sabotage into the speakers and attack. That's the coolest fucking thing ever to happen in Star Trek. And that helped to make it my number two. Well, we've come around to number one times, haven't we, here? It is five favorites. Those pick-me-up songs that make our day go better.
Since this is the listener episode, Hefe suggested, would it be okay if he went last in the number one?
Oh, hammer position.
Yeah, let him.
By the way, with this so far, it's a good thing we're not doing Vegas because we're fucking nowhere near each other.
That's why they gave us the big fat goose egg. No bets. None. Zero. Random.
Too broad a category.
All right, well, in the spirit of that, I'm going to go first and hand it off to you, Marcus. Cool. My number one, Pick Me Up and Let's Go Jam. Recorded in bowels of Headley Grange from Zeppelin IV, When the Levee Breaks. Zeppelin. Any comments, boys, before we move to Marcus's number one?
Zeppelin's incredible, and they make you feel good all the time. My number one is, I've actually been, same band, but I've been flipping between five songs, and I'm going to have to go.
Zeppelin will do that to you, partner.
Zeppelin will do that to you, but I'm actually talking about Van Halen because of the impact that they had on me as a young pubescent boy, and their music just hit you in such a way that you just felt good all the time. And I'm going to go with Ain't Talking About Love.
I'll buy your disease.
that song, just those riffs are so delicious, and they are just so, so good.
DLR's delivery on the lyrics, you know. Mm-hmm. Ways is, my love is rotten to the core, and you know he means it.
Yes, he does. But
and good
you
stuff.
Can, you can insert any Van Halen song into there, and pretty much they all make you feel good. That's
I think I know what
Van
your other four are, too, from doing this podcast with you. For so long. I didn't know exactly what you did. And now, drum roll, please.
All right.
The number one from Hefe Today. Oh.
That is the King Blues, What If Punk Never Happened.
We landed in a concrete desert, rubble as far as the eye could see. Our sister thought, where we going? Doc says he's following me. We found the only building in the city that was left standing. It was my local venue, I know, because I recognize the landing. And there's a gig on tonight. This town ain't so bad. I got everything I need right here in this pad. So I pulled out a bottle and took a heroic swig. Made myself comfortable and got ready for the gig. Well, an hour after doors and there was still no one there. The sound man was on acid, the fucking long hair. And the bands never showed, cause they didn't see the point. When all the kids are at home, still smoking a joint. They won't go out and do nothing, man, not on your Nelly. Now they're just watching the telly and then they're feeding their belly. Their parents listen to the Beatles while they listen to Nirvana. Cause Green Day and the Pistols, well, they never heard either. They got long sleeve t-shirts, they never shower. Man, they still believe in flower power. Yeah, the hippie dreams faded, but they got nothing new. So they wear flares and slippers and burn incense sticks too. The kids would rather skate than go out and smash the state, while their parents sit still and meditate. Man, actions are low and people just don't care. They zoned out to their surroundings, the anger's not there. And I'm stuck in this hippie grunge reality, where the buildings are crumbling down from apathy. Yeah, they grab you at school when you've just turned 13 and show you your brand new lifelong routine. You can sleep and work and sleep, so you can save up the money to buy a new Jeep. So you can sleep and work and sleep, then work, then work, then sleep.
It's a song that it makes me cry as a description of a world that could be without punk, without people taking action, standing up. So it is one that just touches me very deep, but at the end, always come away pumped up, fired up, ready to go and face whatever the day brings. You got to go check it out. Gonna love
it. Dude, I don't know them, but I'm going to go check it out for
sure.
Because if it means that much to you, and you've taken the time to spend some time with us, I got to check that out. The King Blues. All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hefe, were there any songs that were honorable mention that almost made that top five that you want to share?
Absolutely. You know, Sammy Hagar on just about every album has one very uplifting, inspirational song throughout his career. From Never Say Die into the Van Halen years, Mine All Mine, Human Beings, he really gets it. Couple Houston bands, Lisa's Sons, It Doesn't Matter, is very fun. Dance type song that is about not giving a fuck about what anybody else thinks and going out and having fun. Steadfast, HTX, just put out a new song. One Shot. Came up this morning. Just one of them punk perseverance songs. You got One Shot, Go Out and Live Today. Steadfast, HTX, young pop punk band. See a bright future for them.
Cool. So you spent a lot of time in that SoCal punk scene before you settled in down there in Texas. Where are you from originally, man?
Originally, Rapid City, South Dakota.
Oh, I know people from out there. Michael Cross on the radio out there.
I haven't been back there. My dad was Chief Master Sergeant in the Air Force. We moved around a bit.
Gotcha.
And went to college in Montana and had jobs in Chicago, where my mother-in-law was, and Houston, Texas, where it's sunny.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Friend of mine used to call me on Christmas Day grilling steaks and shorts and t-shirts.
It's been good to us.
It's the truth, man. Terrible yeah. Terry White before he moved back to Philly. I'd smack him over the phone for that, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I gotta tell you, I really am happy to first meet you, because we've all been communicating on social media and emails and stuff.
Yeah,
but it's really good to get your perspective and your input on this episode. And you kind of picked it, and then you filled your part up, and you did. Thanks for doing such a great job on that. And you're keeping us on our toes, I'll tell you that.
I enjoy, you know, talking music, and don't get a lot of opportunities to. So it's a really neat experience to get to visit with a couple guys that have, had an inside view, and, I'm really thankful.
I liked your list, dude.
Of course, I'm immediately questioning my list, but that's happened every time.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Just as easily went, you know, Metallica, Battery, that line of, you know, really hard charge. And just depends on the mood today.
It does, man. It does. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's true. Have a great day, man. Thank you so much.
I wish you guys the best of luck going forward. Look forward to keeping in touch.
Me too. Absolutely. Hefe, thanks again. And we
shall talk again.
Glad to meet you, man. All right, man. Keep rocking, brother.
You know, when we put together this kind of interaction with the audience, Marcus, there's things that we anticipate, but you don't always get what you expected. And thanks to Hefe for being on with us, because he reminds me, and probably you too to some extent, who really is out there listening to the podcast, and that life is going on in their house too. And thanks for sharing, being so honest about what you're dealing with and going through, and what inspires you to push on through. And I think a lot of people can identify with that these days, Marcus.
I think so. I really enjoyed getting a chance to get to know Hefe as we got to talk about music as well as a few other things. And it's wonderful to be able to connect with people who listen to the podcast. It's very similar to radio and connecting with listeners in that way. And
although this is a little more directly involved as far as interaction goes, right?
That's true, but it's also a lot harder than picking up the phone and dialing a number to communicate with us as well.
You play Freebird.
But seriously, people call you at the radio station and you talk music or you talk random stuff as well once in a while.
I like that we're adding a different facet of interaction with the audience as part of listener appreciation or listener episode month, so pretty cool, man.
It really is. And I hope that other people who listen to the podcast send us ideas for future episodes moving forward, because it's fun.
We're not letting you take over the episode list. We'll tell you that. We've got too many things planned that we still haven't gotten to. There's a few left from our first bar meeting, which is coming up on 3 years ago.
I know.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. But with the fact that we've learned so much along the way and relearned so much along the way, it's made that original list change, because we've added new facets to it that we maybe haven't thought about or hadn't learned about before.
My bongosophical brother kicking in here at the end of this episode. Well, what do you say we put the wraps on this as we continue listener episode month here on the podcast? I'll remind you to call your mother and to email us at imbalancehistory@gmail.com.
Or you can hit us on social media, Facebook, The Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll, Twitter, Imbalanced Histo, or Instagram, The Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And you can follow both of us on Twitter, Ray Coob Radio and Marcus and Darkus.
And so that way you can stay in touch with us. And maybe next time you'll find your voice and face or whatever on The Imbalanced History
of Rock and Roll.